Surrender, holiness, and embodied calling as a woman of God. In this session, we turn to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and her sacred calling as a woman of God. Mary's story teaches us something essential for this course. Confidence around men is not only about social poise, it is about becoming so grounded in God that you can carry holy calling in a world of misunderstanding, pressure, and male voices. Mary received a calling that would shape history. When the angel Gabriel came to her, she was not being invited into a small private spirituality. She was being called into embodied obedience. Her body, her reputation, her future, and her relational world would all be affected. She would have to walk forward knowing that not everyone would understand her. That matters for women today. Many women lose confidence around men because male opinion becomes too weighty. But Mary shows us a woman whose deepest yes was first given to God. In Luke 1:38, Mary says, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it to me according to your word." That is not passive weakness, that is sacred surrender. Mary was not erased by her obedience, she was strengthened by it. A woman becomes deeply strong when she stops building her identity around human reaction and starts building it around faithfulness to God. If you are a woman discerning calling, Mary's story is a guide. A calling from God may lead you into seasons where some men honor you, some misunderstand you, and some may quietly doubt you. It may also place you near male authority, male leadership, or male opinions that feel heavy. In those moments, your confidence cannot rest on whether every man approves of your obedience. Your confidence must rest on whether you belong to God. Mary also teaches embodied holiness. She did not treat her body as separate from her spiritual life. Her calling came through her womanhood, not around it. That is important. Female embodiment is not a barrier to holy calling. It is part of how God works in the world. A woman does not become spiritually serious by distancing herself from womanhood. She becomes spiritually serious by offering her whole embodied life to God. This has implications for ministry, marriage discernment, motherhood, public life, and service. A woman can be deeply feminine and deeply called. She can be tender and strong. She can carry mystery, purity, courage, and obedience without becoming hard or performative. She can stand in mixed settings without surrendering her center because her deepest identity is not being negotiated there. For women in ministry, Mary also reminds us that a sacred calling will require humility. Calling does not mean self-display. It does not mean demanding attention. It means faithfulness. It means receiving what God gives, walking in holiness, and letting obedience shape you more than applause or criticism. What not to do? Do not resent your female design as though it limits your usefulness to God. Do not assume that being called requires becoming less feminine. Do not let fear of misunderstanding make you disobey. Do not build your identity on whether men affirm your role quickly. Do not confuse calling with self-importance. Instead, become the kind of woman who can say yes to God with a steady heart. Mary's confidence was not noisy, it was rooted. She was a woman who received calling, carried holiness, and moved forward in faith. That is sacred confidence, and that is part of becoming a woman who can stand around men, around pressure, and around uncertainty without losing her peace.